This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Tech Talk and I'm Jeff Sandhu, and today with me is Han Yang. He's a part of the enterprise team here, and we are going through the E3 roundup. A lot of things has been happening in the Electronic Entertainment Expo. It's basically has been overshadowed by Apple's WWDC with the iOS 7 and Mac Pro, so we're not going to go into that. We're going to go straight into E3. Okay. We're going to start off with Wii U.
Yes.
So what are your thoughts of Wii U? They were very quiet about it, though.
They were this year. I know that I think one of the things they mentioned was that Wii U is going to get social and connected. Mm. So it will have Amazon Instant Video, Netflix, Hulu Plus, and YouTube support. Mm.
But they didn't mention anything about the pricing. They were still keeping it on lids and like, we're not going to announce the price, which is weird because Xbox announced their price and then PS4 announced their price.
Of course, there's a big debate about the whole
thing. Which we will go about it through. But no one knows what the Nintendo Wii U is going to cost.
That's the biggest question right now, yes. Especially now they're making GamePad an optional purchase. And I think that will cost quite a bit on top of the actual system itself.
So probably I think they realized that because PS4 and and the Xbox One have a very competitive price, I guess if they bundle everything together, they may not be able to compete. Because let's face it, you know, Nintendo Wii U is a very niche kind of gaming product.
Exactly,
it's not you don't target the hardcore gamers who are willing to spend, you know, $400-$500 for a console. This is more like a family kind of console.
It is, yeah. I mean, like the Wii Sports, the Mario Kart, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm. And you use it for like games. The one of the games that they announced is a new Mario game. So it's like, wow, okay, that's groundbreaking.
But they also did include Mass Effect 3, Batman Arkham City, and Assassin's Creed 3, which I mean, they think they're targeting you know, new markets.
All right. Now, so we can't talk much about Wii U because we don't really know much about it. So we're going to move on straight to the big one, one of the big ones, the Xbox One.
Of course, yes.
Yeah, so basically, they just came out, and the thing that I found is that the price, let's start with the price first. It's $499 and will be launched in November. So $500 for a console that basically does everything, because previously, I think about a month ago, they announced they had their own Xbox One's event, and they announced the whole new features that you can hook it up as it's a home entertainment device. Yep. There's a built-in Kinect, and also for $500, it's not that bad.
It isn't, and actually, they actually include the Kinect bundled with the console, whereas PlayStation 4, which we'll get into later, it didn't. And that will cost under $60. Mm. So you know, I think when it comes to everything bundled together, the price difference is not going to be that
What are
big.
Your thoughts about the console, though? It looks like a giant black box. A huge giant black box, by the way.
It's
big. It's huge.
It's like a VCR, you know.
Yes, it is.
And you're mentioning something about the bold and italic font.
Yeah. So Xbox One looks like a bold font, and then the PS4 looks like the italic font. Because they both look alike. Only thing,
exactly,
the Xbox is huge.
Yes.
And it's weird because, you know, previously when the Xbox 360 came out and the PS2 came out, PS3 as well, they were all fighting to be the slimmest console, because you know, there were a lot of problems in terms of trying to house these things in your already crowded living room. You know, your living room, you probably already got your Blu-ray player, your home system player, and all this stuff. So they want to make something that it's slim. But
exactly,
this time the next generation console is
just huge.
It's huge.
Exactly.
What's your take on the Xbox? Do you like it?
I mean, it's just a black box. That's it. But I think what they did really well is that they included a lot of features in it. Like you said, you know, the Blu-ray player, the home entertainment system. So with that, I think you can actually remove a few items in your entertainment home and then replace it with just the one.
Yeah. What about some of the pros that you... I understand there's a 1080p and then camera, which is the Kinect, right?
Yes.
And then there's Skype connectivity as well.
1080p, yeah, exactly, you said. And I think, like, apparently, it can even be your heartbeat, which is incredible.
There's a whole big saga going on about how the Kinect is kind of spying on you, because it's constantly turned on. It's never turned off, even though if you switch it off, it's always just monitoring you. Because you can actually turn it on using your voice command or your hand
Xbox
gesture.
On.
Yeah, Xbox on, and then it turns on. So that means it's never been off. It's always on. It's always watching you.
Exactly.
And there was a report that came out, I think, about a week ago, stating that how Microsoft actually plans to use the Kinect to sort of reward customers its users mm-hmm. in watching advertisements.
Yes, yes.
So that they can
watch the trophies, isn't yeah, it? When you watch
exactly. So it's weird. They're actually tracking what you're doing. So they
it's
can
just creepy.
See.
Yeah.
You know, it's so creepy. Xbox One is a very creepy device. What about the controller, though? You have anything to say about the controller? Because I think it's still it looks good.
Yes.
I'm an Xbox 360 user, and I kind of like the whole controller. It feels nice, mm-hmm. and I think the Xbox One just kind of takes it a step further, but still not too jarring from what we are comfortable with.
I think they discussed quite a lot about it, didn't they, in the last press conference? I think they mentioned about, you know, tested it on a few hundred thousand people or a few thousand people, and you know, they found the best fit for it.
Mm.
And I think with the Xbox 360 controller, there was a battery compartment, wasn't there,
yeah.
behind?
Yeah.
And they removed that. And I felt that when playing with the Xbox, that was kind of a big obstacle.
Yeah.
So now that they removed it, I think it's going to be fantastic.
Until today, my controller actually have this connectivity issue because the battery ports are just too loose by the moment. There's so many open and closing of the ports and trying to change the battery into... it's just
and
it's
the
troublesome.
It's not very efficient, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not.
I mean, you
yeah.
constantly have to remove the batteries if you don't. Mm. You know, it's crazy.
It's a good thing that they've moved up and they've kind of, you know, sort of realized that that was a problem and let's try to fix this issue and, you know, sort of have like a built-in battery and stuff like that.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
And I think with the Kinect coming up, I think they're also trying to go into motion gaming, you know? So maybe that will make the controllers redundant in the future. You know, you never know.
Who knows? Yeah, they are doing it big in terms of the Kinect, because previously when Microsoft launched the Kinect, it was very basic and they didn't even know the full potential of Kinect until there were a lot of these developers or these hackers kind of used it for different purposes instead of gaming.
Exactly.
And they realized the full potential of the Kinect.
Mm-hmm.
And now apparently the Kinect can even able to detect your motion even in a complete dark room, because it sort of has this night vision kind of thing.
Does
so
it? Okay.
Yeah, so apparently they had this demo where it was in a big room and it's completely no lights at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the TV was on and they can actually still use the Kinect to swipe the screen from left to right using your hand gestures, and I was like, that's impressive. That means
creepy
you,
at the same time.
Creepy
when you're sleeping, imagine it spies on you.
Exactly. Xbox One, they also have this Xbox Live Gold membership. Apparently they're giving you free games every 2 months or every month.
Assassin's Creed and Halo, wasn't it?
Yeah, so Assassin's Creed, I think it was the old one though, right?
I think it's number two.
Yeah, so, but still, you know, two free games every month is...
It's
a great thing, right? Yeah. However, there are some cons.
one of the
biggest thing, cannot reuse games. Wow.
I think that made a lot of people angry
and
upset, because, I mean, PlayStation, as you might know, we discuss later, they said otherwise.
Mm.
Whereas Microsoft, I think because they're trying to force the industry to evolve, so, you know, they give us impressive hardware, but I think that they know that in the future, people do not want to go to shops to buy games. You know, they want to do it from their home. So why not just use the Xbox from your home, download it immediately and play it immediately instead of going to the shop, you know, buying the physical copy itself and just, you know, inserting the CD.
Because even today, you know, with the Xbox 360 that I have, you know, whatever games that I do buy, I then tend to sell it off to a friend of mine, and, you know, and then he will use it, you know, because... Let's be honest here. When you buy a game, once you've done playing it after 3-4 months,
exactly.
it's not gonna be you're not gonna use
it. You just stack it in and just leave it there. Yeah.
So you sort of, you know, try to get some money back that you've already spent, and, you know, but with the Xbox One you can't do that. You can't play reuse games, you can't sell your games. There's this whole DRM issue.
Yes.
And then the other thing is that it requires constant
online
internet connection. Even though you're playing a single game, a single player game.
Exactly.
Why?
I really don't know. I mean, like, even if you go away for a weekend, say, to you know, Singapore or whatever, and you come back, you go on a Friday night and come back on a Sunday, it's deactivated.
Yeah.
So you have to reactivate it again, which is kind of a hassle, I feel.
Yeah, it kind of defeats the purpose of even taking the console out for, you know, if for a vacation and you have a long vacation, you want to bring your Xbox One.
It's
and,
big,
you know,
though, remember.
It's huge. Yeah, you probably need like an extra 5 kg check-in.
You need new luggage, yeah.
But if you do want to bring it along, you can't. You have to make sure that you have internet connection wherever you go in order for you to play a game.
It's just a hassle now, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah, I mean...
All right. Your conclusion about it would, you know, besides the things that we've discussed, any other points that we've kind of missed out on the Xbox One? For me, I think it's just that there's exclusive titles.
Yes,
Halo
impressive
is obviously
ones.
Yeah, Halo is obviously very good, and there's a new one called Killer Instinct. That'll be apparently launching on the Xbox One.
And big World of Tanks fan. I know a few people who play it, and I mean, like, they play on a PC or a Mac, and they just love it to bits. And you may, I just watched the demo on it, and it just looks fantastic.
All right, and when we come back, we will talk about the PS4, and also what are some of our best highlights of the E3 2013. This is BFM 89.9. Jeff Sandu here, and today we are talking about the E3 Electronic Entertainment Expo, and I'm here with Han Yang, and he's part of the Enterprise team. And early on we spoke about Xbox One, Nintendo Wii U, and now we're moving on to the other big part of E3, PS4. Sony, they finally showed off their console.
After how many months? Yes.
Yeah, because I think it was like about a month ago they had an event, and they just showed off the controller.
Was it a month ago? I think it was quite long.
Probably.
The controller wasn't impressive. I mean, it was just an elongated PS3 controller.
It was so weird. They had a whole event just about the controller.
Yeah.
And it was so very disappointing. But then when they came out, and it was, to be honest with you, when I watched the whole whole event and the video streaming of it, they started off as very dull. They were talking about how they have incorporated Sony Pictures.
Yes, exactly.
And you can watch your favorite Sony Pictures movies. And then they moved on. they were trying to upsell PS Vita, but there was no real big games announcing for the PS Vita. It was just more of like kind of like the same thing, just
exactly.
More extensions and all of PS Vita. Mm-hmm. However, after they had like about, I think it was about 30
it
minutes.
It was long.
Of,
it was very long.
It was 30 minutes talking about Sony Pictures and then another 20 minutes talking about PS Vita.
Yes.
They finally showed us the console, and it's...
I think it was worth the wait.
It was worth the wait.
Yeah.
Although it looks exactly like the Xbox One.
True.
In italic font. But it was worth the wait. And it's not really like a media hub like the Xbox One. It's completely different. It's more of a gaming console.
You feel
more part of it. It's just meant for gaming.
Yes.
One of the things that I realized, though, when they were showing some of the games, the graphics on the PS4 seems to be a bit more better than the Xbox One.
That is true.
It's a more powerful device, am I right?
It is, definitely, yeah. And also faster graphics as well.
Mm.
But I think eventually when you start playing the games on the TV, you don't really notice the graphics itself.
It depends on the TV that you have,
that
right?
That is true.
If you don't have a 1080p, whatever call it, LCD, LED, plasma, whatever, you're not going to notice anything at all.
Yeah.
Interestingly, though, just going back to the PS Vita, I think they mentioned about how HTC will be the official maker of the PlayStation certified handsets.
Mm-hmm.
And then also now the PlayStation Suite is now called the PlayStation Mobile.
Okay.
So I'm hoping that HTC will actually come out with a new PlayStation Mobile phone that sort of acts like a second screen.
Yeah.
Basically, Sony just needed to do this. For me, it was very simple. Xbox, they kind of laid out everything. They were mentioning the price. People were talking about how there was a DRM issue and the price is $499. It was quite pricey.
It is.
And you can't play. You basically have to have constant connection.
Exactly. And new games. You cannot use any old games. Yeah.
What PS4, Sony should have done is they actually just could have made the whole press conference within 5 minutes. Just come out.
Say the price.
Say the price. It's $399.
Yes.
And it's...
And you can play, use games on it, exactly.
Exactly, yeah. So that's all they need to do. And they had a standing ovation when they announced the price at the end.
You should have seen the crowd. Yeah, it was crazy.
they were excited. It was like a brand new launch of something new. And people were like, wow.
It's like Christmas all over again.
I know. And then they also announced that you could actually play used games.
Exactly, and that raised the bar again.
That raised the bar again, and they had this video I think that they did, and they put it out on YouTube. They were showing about they were explaining how do you play used games on the PS4.
Okay.
So there was just two guys standing side by side.
Mm-hmm.
So guy A was holding his game, and then it's like, this is how you play a used game on the PS4.
Mm-hmm.
And then he passes the game to guy B, and then guy B is like, now I will be able to play a used game. And that's it. It was just a 20-second YouTube video.
It was that easy. I look forward to it. You know, it's gonna be quite impressive.
And however, like we mentioned earlier on just now, the Xbox One came with a built-in Kinect and all. The PS4,
doesn't come with a Move. No,
doesn't, at all.
I think it's, but PlayStation Move or PS3, I don't think it did that well, did it?
Yeah, motion gaming never really took off for Sony.
No, it did not. And I think that making the Move an add-on will not help at all, making it more popular.
Is it because I think probably the games haven't really moved into a motion gaming kind of because we only see it with the Wii.
Yes.
At the moment, it's all about the Wii with all your bowling games and your fitness games and stuff.
Or dancing. Or Dance Central or Kinect, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big following there. So maybe the bigger games, you know, your Assassin's Creed and stuff, you know, it's a bit hard to incorporate motion gaming. So
maybe
the game manufacturers are actually the ones who are, you know, sort of creating this trend on like motion gaming. It's just, we're not ready for motion gaming.
I think it depends on the developers.
Mm.
Yeah, so they play an important role in, you know, using the PlayStation Move or the Kinect itself.
Mm.
So the only game I know so far that uses the PlayStation Move would be maybe Call of Duty, where you can hold a gun and just shoot around the screen.
Mm.
But that's like an arcade, which, you know.
Yeah, when you spend that kind of money and on a high-end console gaming,
yes, exactly.
you're gonna play the real hardcore games. And one of it that they showed on the PS4, which is an exclusive title, was called The Order 1886.
That looked fantastic.
That looked really good. It was like kind of this Sherlock Holmes mixed with aliens and cowboys themed, and
Was it Cowboys and Aliens, that movie?
Yeah, Cowboys versus Aliens kind of feel set in London or something, old school London.
And the graphics was amazing.
Was really good.
Yeah.
Another game that they showed off was Destiny.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that is fantastic.
That was really good.
I mean, Activision and Bungie, who are the creators of Call of Duty and Halo, you know, imagine them coming together. And, you know, this game, Destiny, is dubbed the next evolution of gaming, which, you know, sounds incredible.
Mm. You really have to check out the video, the gameplay demo, and the demo of the game. The graphics for it was just incredible.
And ability for friends to come in and join you in the game itself, wasn't it?
Yeah. What about cons for the PS4? You know, besides just not having a built-in PlayStation Eye or PlayStation Move, what are some of the cons for PS4? Because it can't be all rosy for Sony, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think the DualShock controller, if it's big for you, I don't think it's as comfortable as the Xbox One. And I think that's what a lot of people are saying, you know, if you want to go for a comfortable controller, go for the Xbox. Or even Netflix. I think big Netflix users on PS4 do not need a subscription.
Yeah.
So
Battlefield 4 was one of the games that they showed off as well. That was very, very cool. I'm a big fan of Battlefield series and think the graphics is just amazing. And this time around, it's just taken to a whole new level. It's now not just like a simple point and shoot game. It's just the whole world kind of moves with your character. And
I think we knew Battlefield 4 would be amazing.
Mm.
But I think nothing could prepare us for what they showed us in that, you know, on that E3 presentation. You know, the graphics, the environment, the gameplay, that was just, I couldn't believe it, you know.
There's this clip on YouTube, they were showing about a scene in Shanghai in Battlefield 4, and this guy was just in a tower of like, God knows, I think it was like 70 over floors, and he just jumped off the building.
And the thing collapsed.
And the building collapsed, and then he pulled off his parachute. And this is all in-game, you know. It's not a it's not a game video.
It looks as though it's a movie, you know.
No, it's just crazy. Yeah. So let's now just talk, let's just skew a bit towards the mobile side of things.
Yes, okay.
There weren't really much mobile games, you know, because Androids and iOS, you know, people download so much of games. But during E3, they were very quiet. There were no real big announcement of this big game on the mobile.
Yeah, it was almost not evident, you know.
Mm.
I think Sony PS Vita, they kind of focused on that a bit.
They were trying to upsell that.
Exactly. They're trying to improve it through the Gaikai company, which they bought last year. But I don't know how much it will improve that, you know.
Mm. And it's still quite pricey, the PS Vita. And you know, and now with the PS4, it's only, what, $399?
With an extra Vita, it's another $300, I think.
So it's going to be a very pricey combination when you have, if you have
expensive
those
Christmas this year.
Exactly. So let's just go through the best games that you have seen that we've seen in E3. Mad Max was one of the games that they showed off. It was a very short clip of Mad Max.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were because a lot of people didn't knew it was Mad Max. They just showed off like a video intro.
Yes.
And this guy came out from his old school. It was a Mustang or Shelby or something like. He came out from this desert.
Yeah.
And then people was like, "Is that Mad Max? Is that Mad Max?" And then when the guy took off his gun, he's like, "Oh, that is Mad Max."
Mad Max. Yeah, exactly.
So graphics was really good.
It was again, yeah.
And then I'm a big fan of Gran Turismo, and I was glad to see Gran Turismo 6 in the making.
Yeah. But Xbox also presented Forza 5.
Exactly, yeah. Forza is a great game.
It is.
The only reason why I bought the Xbox 360 was because there was Forza, and then I realized that PS3 came out and they had the Gran Turismo 5, so kind of missed the boat there. So.
Yeah, exactly. No, but I think there's a new thing called the Drivatar.
Yes.
Which I think is...
So they've tried to incorporate more cloud elements. Both the Xbox One and Sony as well. Mm-hmm. They have this more cloud integration. We see Forza, they kind of showed off their Drivatar, like you mentioned.
Yep.
So Drivatar is more of this character, which is your online avatar that drives your car when you're not around.
It learns when you drive, when you actually play physically. And it learns how you drive. And when you're not around, it actually uses... your techniques and your how you drive the car, and you can play against your friends even when you're not there. So that's pretty cool, I think.
And creepy. The skull going back to the creepy days, like you come back and log into your Xbox account and you realize that you're 3 levels up from where you previously left.
It happens.
And you go like, oh, okay, I was racing before this, I didn't know.
Yeah, exactly.
And then also there's a whole bunch of next gen games. One of it is called The Crew. The Crew is again, it's another racing game, but it's very heavily on crowdsourcing and also on cloud as well.
Yes.
Because it's just a big map of New York City.
Yes, yes.
A big map of actually the north of America, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. It's huge.
Yep.
And you get to play against players all around the world. I don't think there's any single player in a game involvement, because the gameplay didn't really show much about single player.
Yep.
They just kind of show 4 people racing in different cities, and then they kind of
joined together and raced against
another team, which is, it's another humans. You're racing against another humans.
Yep.
It's more like, for me, I thought it was like a Fast and Furious kind of thing. You get to own your own buddies, and then you know you create this clan of yours,
and you
start racing, and you know you become gangsters in the streets and all. Do it only in the games, not in real life.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then there's a short video of Star Wars Battlefront.
I think it was too short. It was definitely too short.
Yeah. And then Plants vs. Zombie.
Okay, that's a big one on the iOS and Android platform.
Yeah, and then they've got this thing called the Garden Warfare, which is an RPG now instead for the console games. That looks like a great fun. And then Final Fantasy 13. Everyone has been waiting for that.
Yes, yes.
A lot of people.
It looks incredible.
It looks incredible. Again, the makers of it, they have been promising for the new Final Fantasy for ages now.
The last one came out, I don't know how long ago.
So long ago, because they kept promising that there'll be a new Final Fantasy soon. There'll be a new Final, but it didn't came out. And now they completely changed the name. I think it was supposed to be Final Fantasy 15. Or something, and now they just changed it to Final Fantasy. Final Fantasy 13. And then Kingdom Hearts 3, apparently a lot of big buzz about Kingdom Hearts as well. FIFA 14, I'm a big football fan.
We all are.
Yeah. that's the new FIFA.
And I think the E3, there was an EA presentation of FIFA.
Yeah.
And I think every year they kind of do improve it a little bit, which makes it all the more better.
I saw this video of how this guy, he was showing off the demo of FIFA 14 on the PS3 and the demo of FIFA 14 on the PS4.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, the graphics is just completely different. The way the characters move and the AI, it feels like a completely different game, but it's the same game. So it's a lot got to do with the console and PS4. Yes. Hopefully, they kind of deliver this promise when it does arrive in this holiday season.
Yes, I mean EA did mention that with the PS3 and Xbox 360, they lack the power to push FIFA to the next level, whereas with PS4 and Xbox One now, they are able to increase the effects. and the player movements, and you know, the whole gameplay is just so much better as a result.
Things are moving so quickly because the PS3 has been around for nearly about 5-6 years, or 7 years,
yeah,
if I'm not mistaken.
That, yes.
But
yeah,
it feels so new still, you know. And you go to the shops, you still see people selling PS3.
Exactly,
to you.
Yeah, from original price. It hasn't moved down.
It hasn't moved then. Is yeah. Dead Rising 3, another game that will be out.
Yes.
And then there's this Xbox exclusive game which is called Rise, Son of Rome.
Yes.
That looked very good in terms of graphics, so that was quite impressive.
I think they all do, Jeff.
Yeah, they all do. Metal Gear Solid 5, that was the Solid Snake. Who doesn't like Solid Snake?
Yeah, exactly.
And for me, the best of the best is Tom Clancy's The Division. I saw the gameplay and my jaw just literally dropped because the graphics in this is just amazing. The way the way how the video kind of just blends with the gameplay instantly.
Yes.
There's no sort of like pauses and loading screens. The way that he just took out his watch and sort of generated this map, and it's again, it's a next gen kind of gameplay.
Is, yes.
Because it relies on people who are in, God knows wherever they are in the world, playing the game at the same time, and you can sort of like talk to them in real life and, you know, sort of meet them in one place and then try to, you know, solve this particular mission in Manhattan.
Yes, I think the next generation consoles will rely a lot on social support, you know, your friends playing with you, or just anyone online, you know, you can get them to help you, you get to play against each other, and I look forward to it, you know.
What has been the best game that you feel that you've seen from E3, that came out of E3, that will be coming out soon?
Battlefield 4.
Battlefield 4?
That just blew me out of the water, yeah.
There will be a Call of Duty as well, a brand new Call of Duty.
You know, I think Battlefield 4 just knocked Call of Duty back to the last generation.
Yeah.
It's just incredible.
Mm.
I think Battlefield 3 itself was good.
Was good, yeah.
For its time. Mm. And now Battlefield 4 just extends that lead, you know?
So your pick is Battlefield 4,
yeah.
Mine was the Tom Clancy's The Division. Now I'm gonna ask you, between these two consoles, the Xbox One and the PS4,
yes,
which will you pick? I think it's a no-brainer, but let's just say it.
Yeah, PS4, I think.
PS4, definitely. Yeah. I will pick the PS4 as well. And one of the reasons that made the choice easier for me was because Microsoft announced that the Xbox One console will only be reaching Asia in early 2014,
exactly.
Hopefully January or February 2014.
And PS4 is region free.
And you do know that because Sony is just a Japanese company, and you know they are focusing more
on the Asian market.
Yep. Whereas the Xbox One, there's a lot of things that we are missing out. We still do not have an Xbox Live content here. So unless you have a Singapore credit card, Singapore account, or you know, or something, then maybe you should think about getting the Xbox One. But for me, I think the PS4 is a hands down winner.
That's true. But I really think that, you know, buy the console with the games you want to play.
Yeah.
Because they're exclusive titles for each console. And if you feel that they're titles on the Xbox which you like, I think go for it, you know?
And also, check with your friends.
Because
with everything moving now to social elements, you want to play with your friends and
exactly.
all.
Exactly, yes, yes. You There's know, no cross-platform gaming.
Yeah,
so
you don't want to be the ugly duckling using... Because I felt it when I bought the Xbox 360.
Ooh, that's bad,
and all of my friends were on Sony PS3. I'm
ooh,
like,
yeah.
Okay, I'm not on PSN Network, okay. I'm on Xbox Live.
It's okay, yeah. Yeah, especially now with all the social support and all that. You know, they're focusing on cloud gaming. It's very important that, you know, you know, find friends who use the same platform.
And like you said, it's going to be a very expensive Christmas this time around.
So to think about, yeah, especially with, you know, Apple releasing their new products every year at the end of the year, you know.
We're still drooling about the Mac Pro.
Ooh, that look fantastic. You look like a tiny nuclear reactor.
It is,
Don't you think so?
It is. And the Japanese have came out all with this memes of, you know, the Mac Pro looks like a rice cooker. Tissue box. They've came out with all sorts of things. But yeah, so start saving your money now.
Yes.
$399 is what you need to save.
Maybe more if you want
the Xbox. That's all we have for the E3 roundup. This has been Tech Talk. I'm Jeff Sandu and
I'm Han Yang.
BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.